Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Thank you again for tuning in. It's always an awesome experience and magnificent time to commune with one another. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your amazing power, Lord, and work in our lives, oh Lord. We thank you for your goodness and God, for your blessings all over us, oh God. We thank you that you are able to bring out hope over even through our toughest of times, oh God. Strengthening us through your purpose, oh God. We thank you for your great love and care, oh God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, oh God. We thank you that you are always with us and you will never leave us, oh God. We thank you for your incredible sacrifice that you might, that we might have freedom in life, oh God. Forgive us, God, that we don't thank you enough, oh God. For you are who you say you are. For you are that who you do what you say you do, oh God. For you are all that you have given us, oh God. You help us, oh God, to set our eyes on you, oh God, and keep our hearts afresh on you, oh God. Renew our spirit, oh God. Fill us with your peace and your joy, oh God. We love you and we need you, oh God, this day and every day, oh God. We give you your praise and thanks every day, oh God. Right now, God, we give you your flowers. We give you we give you the love and the honor that you deserve, oh God, this day, oh God. For you are alone, you are truly worthy. It's in your name, oh God, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name forevermore, oh God. It's you, God, I love. For now, forevermore, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Everybody give God some praise on this morning. We are not going to be in a place where we are down. We are not going to be in a place of depression. We have the opportunity to command our atmosphere. And listen, this is the beginning of the week. And one thing about it, we know that Satan's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But one thing that we're going to do this week, starting on this day, we're going to be bold. We're going to be courageous. We're going to stand in faith, and do everything with love. Because guess what? God loves us unconditionally. And by him loving us unconditionally, we need to show him that we love him as well, that we trust him as well, that we believe in him as well. So as you start your day today, we are asking that you command your atmosphere, that you command that you have a day of expectation, an anticipation that something is going to move, something is going to shake, only because you know who you are in Christ. You know that he is the Lord. He is the head of your life. And you know that you can do all things through him who strengthens you. So on today, don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Pick yourself up. Whatever the situation is, prophesy over yourself. Encourage yourself. Let yourself know how I was on yesterday. I will not be that person on today. How I may have had an unforgiving heart. Today I have a forgiving heart. Whatever it is that's holding you bound down, in the name of Jesus, I need you to release it. In the name of Jesus, do not allow things to sit and hold you bonded on this day. Because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. So with that being said, I say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and we praise the Lord. Listen, yesterday we talked about greatness, just being great, letting you know that no matter what your situation is, don't let anybody tell you that you are not great. And I just want to add on to that, and I want to tell you, add on to the greatness. One reason that we're great, if we go into 1 John, let me get it. I'm telling y'all, I'm a little excited today. I was believing God to do a miracle in my sister Roseanne, who's been fighting with COVID now for 2 months and on and off the ventilator, a trach. And her family sent us an email 2:30 in the morning saying they were going to take her off and the family was going to come in and say farewell. But when they got there, she was sitting up in the bed and said, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to fight. I'm not giving up because I know who my God is, and I know that he loves me unconditionally. And see, that just went into the script. That just went into the service yesterday for me. God is truly speaking to me. I can't say what he's doing with anybody else, but I know that he's not a respecter of person. So I know just as he's answering prayers for me and he's showing me how much he loves me, he's letting me know that I'm great. He has to be letting somebody else know. The only difference that may be between you and I'm not stuck in a self-pity place. I'm not stuck in a place where I don't believe. I'm not stuck in a place where I'm always speaking negative over my life or over the situation. One thing about it, I realize every single day that once I wake up, that God is showing me that he loves me. And this is how we all should be that way. Even though our circumstances may be bleak, maybe we might have the weight of the world on our shoulders. As Apostle said yesterday, we are great. We are destined for greatness. We are great. And we have to have that mindset. And to help me have that mindset, I have to go to scripture sometimes. And 1 John 4:16, and it says, I want to read it out of the, it says in 1 John 4:16, we know how much God loves us, and we have put our trust in his love. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Listen, saints, let's talk about this for a few minutes. Let's talk about this for a few minutes. I'm going to talk about it. Minister Chiquita's going to come and talk about it. If Apostle Temple, whoever. I just cannot understand, seriously, how we as a people in whole, and there's nations on the line. So I'm talking to everybody this morning. I can't understand how people can sit and even question as to who God is, and then go on to question how much he loves us. Every single day that we wake up, and he's showing us his unfailing love. Every single day that you have, he is our provider. He's our healer. He's our deliverer. He is the creator. He is all things. And the most part of it is the main thing that all people say, that God loves us so much he gave his only begotten son. But we don't even, we can talk about that. But it's talked about so much. I want to talk about what you're doing. I want to talk about what you are doing for him. How are you showing him that you're grateful and you're thankful and you trust and believe that he loves you? There are times, situations, we get in certain situations, and we know that the only person that can bring us out of that situation is God. What do you call that? Do you call that coincidence? Do you call that what a lot of people like to sit and say? I forgot the word, but a lot of people they don't like to sit and say that it's something factual. You know, they want to sit and make it seem like, oh, okay, well, yeah, that just happened, but that don't mean that he loves me. Let me say this. Every morning that I'm able to open my eyes, it's letting me know that God loves me. Because, see, God is in control of all things. God is in control of all things. No matter how things look, no matter which way, no matter how difficult things are going in your life right now, no matter how good things are going in your life, no matter where you're at, you may be a backslider. You may be a holy roller. You may just be a plain Jane, an average person, John Doe. It doesn't matter. Just understand that God is love, and his love never fails us. And in God's love, a lot of people get angry because God's love comes with discipline. God's love comes with obedience. And we've been down this road before. But if I was reminded, basically listening to the message yesterday, as it comes to that greatness, and I want to tie the greatness in with his love. See, all the trials, the tribulations that you go through, the failures that you go through, all of these different things, they are there. They're, we put our own self in situations, but we also know that we are to bear our cross every single day. We also know that we're going to have trials and tribulations that may come and just slap us across the face suddenly. But one thing about it, when you understand how much God loves you, then you'll get the picture. So a couple of days ago, someone called me with a testimony, and the normal person that would have gotten that testimony, and I'm not, and I gotta say this, I'm not an ordinary person. I'm peculiar. And that, why am I peculiar? Because God loves me, because he chose me, and because I love him. So I'm able to see things where see things in the supernatural and not look in the natural. I understand the natural too, but I got a testimony, and when the testimony came, I was able to shout with that person and give praises unto the Lord, because God loves us so much that he goes in and he intervenes on our behalf, so we don't have a bigger burden. We may have a burden on our load today, but he does not just pour burden after burden over us. Most of the time, we bring the burdens on ourselves, and then we want to blame Satan, or we want to ask God, why did you allow this to happen? But I want to say this to you today, because I was one of those persons that constantly had excessive baggage on my back or excessiveness, and I really couldn't see the power of love that God was showing me. I had to sit down. I had to sit back, slow down, and just reevaluate myself and my life and start looking at the things. And as I've said over the time that I've been on this platform, that I am a writer. I write things down. I make lists, and I scratch things off when I feel that I may have accomplished it and whatever. But I understand that I cannot accomplish it without God's love. When we look at, in the natural, a father or a mother that has their children, they will go over and beyond for their kids. They will show them so much love. Some may allow them to continue to do the things that they're doing and it's not correct. Then you may have one parent that does not have enough strength to tell their child no, but then you may have another parent that sit and say, no, this is going to hurt you. No, you can't do this. No, this is not right. No, this is not making you responsible. No, this is not making you accountable. And the other one is just letting you just go on and on and on. Well, I want to tell you this. I learned to pick the parent going to show me what is good for me in my future. I don't want to just live for today. See, I want, and I didn't have it coming up. So once I started, and in my Christian walk, I did have to start back as a baby, although that I had been into a Christian setting all my life. But I had to start in. So I had to start back up as a baby and to understand what was right and what was wrong and understand that this is God's way and this is the way that he's showing me that he loves me and this is the way that's taking me down the right path. And this exposure sometimes, because I was doing the same and just keeping straight to make myself look a certain way, because I wasn't told that I was great coming up. I wasn't encouraged enough to sit and say, okay, well, so I wasn't encouraged enough to put in my mindset, my self-esteem was low. And see, when we have low self-esteem, some people that it shows. And then you have some people that feel like they got to go over and beyond to prove themselves, when really you don't. And I was that person that had to go over and beyond, could never have anything wrong, because I didn't want this person to sit and look at me a certain way. I didn't want this person to know that I could not do this. I had them put in my mind that I could do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me, but I was being a fake. I was being a fake. But the love of God, when I realized how much God loves me, when I realized in the times that I may have been wrong, I may have got a chastisement, but the door was not shut on me. The doors of opportunity was not shut on me. Nothing detrimental happened in my life, because the people that governs, or the people that I have to deal with, they have the love of God in them as well. They know the love of God. So it's like, let me give you a quick chastisement, and along with that, let me throw you a training in. And see, that's God's love. That's how much God loves us. And then we talk about those that may, their living situation may be a certain way, and And you know, they are complacent. They're okay with where they're supposed, where they feel like they're supposed to be. And God keeps opening windows and doors of opportunities for you to make, not be in the same place that you've been in all your life. But because you feel like that, you've been there so long and this is where God wants you to be, I want to tell you today, Jeremiah 29:11 says that God knows the plans that he has for us. And those plans are good. Those plans are for us to succeed. If you go into Deuteronomy 28, you will see all the blessings that God has in store for us. And that's love. That's love. But what we don't want to do is that we don't want to go through the dungeons. We don't want to go through the tunnels. We don't want to go through the obstacles, the mazes, those different things to prove to God that we love you too. We love you back. Even though I have to go through this, what we do is when an obstacle is identified, we either back up into a corner or we lean on our own understanding. We don't trust the Lord. We're not trusting him. One thing about God, in his scriptures, he tells us not to worry about this, not to worry about that. He would carry our burdens. He tells us not to be fearful. His love just overcomes that. He teaches us wisdom. He gives us knowledge. He shows us every single day how much he loves us. We need to open up our eyes and see who we are. We need to open up our eyes, our hearts, our minds, and understand what God is pouring into us. Not only is he pouring his unfailing love, he's giving you the tools of life to change things. And sometimes those tools may be a tool. You know, when you go to the dentist, and for those that have had teeth pulled out, you got to get that shot if you need anesthesia. Sometimes they may have to use a tool that's going to cause you pain. When you go into the hospital and you get stitches, you have to have a needle, which is going to cause you pain. But see, that pain does not stay there. It gets the job done, and then it moves on. You don't have to deal with it again unless another accident comes on. When God brings on his discipline to show us that he loves us, it may be a pinch. It may be a cut. It may be a whooping. It may be you falling down and skinning your knees. But once you get up and you brush yourself off, once you get up and you clean that wound up and it heals, he's moved on. He's moved on into a whole nother area of your life. He's moved on to another area to let you know there is work to be done here. There is work to be done there. But people don't want to understand that. They don't want to listen to that. They don't want to take time out to understand what love is. When God loved, by God loving us, we were taught this. It's a romance. It becomes a romance. It becomes, and ask yourself, who is going to provide everything for you? Who is going to heal you when you're sick? Who's going to bring you, pull you up out of bondage when you're in a bad situation? Who's going to do that? Nobody but God. Nobody but God. I don't care who you want to call on. You can call on mama. You can call on daddy. You can call on whoever. But I'm going to tell you right now, God is the only person that has the antidote. Come on in, Minister Shakita. They knew these things. Hallelujah. I'm not sure what just took place whatever, but I'm going to tell you this. The devil is a liar. I'm not sure why my call did what it did, but what I was saying is, if you all did not hear, I don't know where I stopped off, but I was talking about how much God loves us, that sometimes he will take things away from us. He will not allow us to stay in a position. When I say that, he will take away things that will harm us, things that will put us in places that we will even self-inflict harm to ourselves by having a reprobated mind, by having a mind or being comfortable in our sins. God will sometimes allow us, but there are sometimes, because the scriptures say, he will snatch us up out of there. And I'm reminded when Daniel was in the lion pit. Daniel was in there with a vicious lion. There was no way that Daniel should have even been able to come out of that pit. But he was able to come out of that pit because God loved him, the lion's mouth. The Hebrew boys, they were in the fire. The fire was turned up 7 times, and they came out with not a stench on them because it was God who brought them out because of the love that he has for them and the love that they had for him. The love that they had for him overtook anything else. When you get into a place where idols does not become your God, when you get into a place where the social media does not become your God, the phone does not become your God, the job does not become your God, but you recognize who God is all by himself, that God is your provider, that God is your healer, that he is your way maker, and God will inflict discipline on you. That's the problem. We don't want to go through the discipline. We want to get to A, B, and C without understanding why God has to put us in a place of chastisement. And let me tell you why he has to put you in a place of chastisement, a place of obedience. So when he gets ready to pour another measure of faith on you, another measure of love, and another level of knowledge into you, another level of wisdom into you, and all of those things put together brings the elevation, he knows that I can sit her here. I can sit Evangelist Nita here for a while. I can allow her to work this thing out for a while. And she knows that it was me who put her there. She knows that this is me, the love that I have for her. In one conversation, I had a conversation with Apostle Temple. And he says to me, God, you have to understand this. With elevation, you're going to go through some things. With elevation, the heat is getting a little bit hotter because now God has to, you have to understand that God needs to see if he can trust you. It's a two-way street. And see, I understood that I was getting ready to go through something, but I knew that I wasn't going by myself because, see, he didn't put me there. God did. Those were the words that I got out of it. And we have to be into a place where we're understanding what God is doing. We have to be into a place of knowing who God is in our life. We have to be in a place to know that we're going to go through some things, but the word of God says that he goes before us. He goes before us. And the one thing that I know about God, every time that he has went before me, he has done a circle and came back to make sure that there was no residue left, that I was in a place where I can move forward. And that's his love for me. That's his love for me. When I was laying on my bed of affliction and didn't know which way to go or didn't whatever and laying in a bed of self-pity, it was God's love raised me up. It was God's love that sat and told me, I'm going to give you. He didn't verbally say it to me. It was placed in my spirit. I am going to blow breath in your body. All I need you to do is keep moving on. All I need you to do is continue to be obey what I have. Obey me. Obey the things that I have put before you, my precepts, the laws, all type of things. And me, I got a heavy foot. when I'm driving. And I get, and sometimes I get ticket after ticket without knowing. I'm here to say I got a test. I haven't gotten some in a couple of months. You know why? Because I recognize that I'm not doing unto man. I'm doing unto God because it's his law. So every time I'm doing something that I'm not supposed to do, am I showing him that I love him? Because every day he does his job. Every day, and I don't want to say his job, every day God blesses us. It's a giving, a present life. He gives us life. Some of us, he gives us life with a sound mind. Some of us, he gives us life, sound mind, and a pure and genuine heart. Some of us have not gotten there yet, but this is the beauty of it. He does not give up on us. All you need to do is continue to move your feet. All you need to do is continue to stay at a place of praise and worship. All you need to do is say, Father, I believe you. I trust you, Father God. Father, I have faith in you, and I know that you will move this mountain because you love me. Pay attention. Even go into the scriptures and show how when Jesus walked this earth, he was full of compassion. He had his Father's love, the love that was there for people because their faith was there. Even those that may have not had all the faith that they need, just the fact that they knew who he was. And that's what I'm trying to tell you today. God's love is unfailing. God's love is never ending. God's love is outweighs anything. Any bad day, God's love outweighs it. That's what takes us into the place of greatness because he loves us. He chose us. He continues to watch over us. In the times of sorrow, he gives us joy. In the times of pain, he releases the pain. In the times when you think that you are at the edge, it is him and only him that may bring somebody to be in your ear and let you know, no, this is not what you want. This is not what you need to be doing. This is not. There are greater days. There are better days ahead of you. Do not allow your situation to take control of you. I know what God can do. I just seen it within the last 24 hours. I know what he can do. I know what he can do even if I wouldn't have seen it in the 24 hours. God built my integrity. God pulled me up off of my bed of affliction. God gave me a position. Listen, created a position for me. Created. Even the times that I have felt short, he has came to me and he has said, listen, you need to get it right. Don't you throw in the towel. The times that I may have been disobedient, he said, I need you to get yourself together. That's love. That's love. I did not bring you this far to leave you. I did not equip you with the different things to just for you to just throw them down. I did not give you the tools. I did not put the love in you where you can share it with somebody else. That's love. That's love. And I would not turn my back on God for nothing in this world because I've done it for so long. Realize how much he loved me. I just want some, I'm a little emotional because I want other people to understand too how much he loved you. Although there are trials and tribulations that's coming your way, although you see death may be occurring around you, although your bills may be sky high, although you may not be living in the best house, you may not be driving the best car, you may even still be on public transportation, although you may can't eat caviar and at the best restaurant, God is still your provider. Although you may have afflictions that's in your life, I suffer with asthma every single day, but guess what? I'm not okay with it, but I realize that God still loves me. And when that breath, when I feel like I'm on my last bit of breath, I get that fresh wind that come in my body that lets me go the next day. Although I may fall short of his glory, I still want to be where he is. I still want to go wherever he's at. I still want to follow that still because he loved me first. He loved me first, and through all my trials, all my tribulations, all my shortcomings. It was God that was there that picked me up. It was God that gave me the pat on my back or hugged me and say, listen, you get up. We all fall short. Everybody shall fall short of my glory. But you still get up because I got to work for you. I got things that I still need you to do. See, you gravitated to my love. And now I need my love to be pouring out to my people. And today is just, this is just a subject that's so dear and near to my heart. Because when you get it, when you understand who God is to you, when you understand that he loves you, when you understand that he will block different things that you're going after because he wants to save you, when you understand that sometimes he opens doors that you may be fearful of going over the line, but he's opening it because he trusts you, because he loves you, because he believes in you. When you see signs, miracles, and wonders, God is letting you know I love you. I've elevated you, elevated you to another level of love in my life. And I don't care who it is. I would never, ever be into a place where I just turn my back on God. I'm going to say it again because I've done it so many times. And I want to speak to you all over there in Africa, South Africa, Nigeria, wherever you may be having a tough third world country. You may be having a hard time. You may consider, say, my time is so hard over here, and it just seems like nobody, man can't do for you what God can do. What I want to sit and say to you today is take your trust out of man and put your trust in God. And when you start putting your trust in God, that relationship starts building, and you can understand and see what he's doing in your life. We get, as a people, we too worried about what the next person is doing. But if you could just stay focused on God and see how he's raising you up, see how he's the one that's taking you to the next level. He's the one that's encouraging you to let you know that you're great, not to give up. Don't be discouraged. No matter how many mountains, no matter how many rocks are being thrown at you at this time, I just need you to stay in your refuge place. I need you to stay protected under my wings, because that's what a father does. What does a father do in the natural? When somebody or some bully or something comes up against their kids, what do? They put their kid behind them. Or they go and get whatever is needed, whether it's straightening. Some people go as far to go get some type of tool to defend themselves. God defends us. He defends us, even in our wrongness. He protects us, even in our wrongness. He protects us, and he shelters us with his love, because in an effort to show us, I love you just where you're at, and I want things to be better for you. So come with me. Come with me. Let me show you. Let me take you on this journey that's called love. But understand, in this journey, you're going to go through some things. Understand in this journey that everything's not going to be all right. Understand in this journey you may punch. You might get slapped across your head so hard that it knocks you down. But understand it is me that's right here. That's it. That it is the Holy Spirit that resides in you, the love that I have placed inside of you that's going to raise you up and pick you up and not let you go again. I charge each and every person on this phone to reevaluate what they feel the love of God is. And if you are in a position where there is no chastisement, there is no discipline, there is no rod of correction, I'm going to ask you to reevaluate it again. Because the God that I know, he's not going to allow me, once I allow the Holy Spirit to come in, he's not going to allow me to stay in a place of sin. Yes, we have free choices. We have free will. But that love is something about that love. When you get into that love relationship, you don't want to hurt the next person. You don't want to disappoint the next person. You don't want them to feel some type of way, outcast or down, or the words that's coming out of your mouth is a little bit, it's acceptable to that person just as it is to God. You don't want to put them into a place to make them feel like they're not good enough, or they're not this way, or they're not that way, because that's not God. God, that's not who God is. God will give you the rod of correction. He will discipline you, but he is not going to sit and put you down. If you heavyweight, he is not going to sit and call you a fat pig. If you may not be the best looking person, he's not going to make you feel that way. And that's where that self-esteem comes in. And in order for you to get to the place where you are lifting your self-esteem, man could tell you anything and everything. You can look in the mirror and see something today and tomorrow see a difference. Learn to love. Learn to learn the love of God. Learn the love of God. When you are learning it, when you are learning it, start applying it into your life. Start speaking the things, the scriptures, different things into your life. Start prophesying to yourself. If you feel like you overweight, ask Mrs. I can get this weight off of me. And if you can't do it by yourself, that's where praying and fasting come in. Understand, saints, who God is in your life. Understand that he loves you unconditionally. Understand that you've been through things that only God could have brought you out. Not because he had to. It's only because he loves you. It's only because he wants the best. God did not create this world for us to live in a poverty state. God did not create this world for us to have all of this disease everywhere. God did not create me to be on, when I first went to ABM, 21 medications. He did not. The more that I pour into him, the more he pours into me, and different things start to change. Do I trust and believe God for a total healing? I do. I trust and I believe him for a total healing. And as the more I pour into him, the more I can show him that I love him, the more I can take his rod of correction in the times that I am doing things that I'm not supposed to be, and he has to correct me, and he exposes me, I'm going to not get mad and walk away. I'm going to say, Father, you love me that much that you did not allow me to get into a place of no return. That's what you need to be telling God. Thank you for not allowing me to get into a place of no return. Listen, I cannot sit here and tell you how much I know how much God loves me. And hope is that you can go back and you can read 1 John 4:16 and understand and recognize and make a conscious decision by observation, knowing, and not just observation, by experience, knowing that God loves you. I say it all the time. ABM loves you, but God loves you most. We can give you a certain amount of love, but nobody can give you the intense love, the love that never fails, the love that won't go away, the love that just keeps ticking like that Energizer bunny, the love that makes your eyesight change, the love that enhances your hearing, the love that makes a touch seem a little different, the love that you can feel when you are in a lonely state or in a place, you can feel the warmth of the spirit around you. I'm not talking about something that you're making up, and God's love is real. And that's why you can ask, how great is our God? You can ask that question and then look around. Write some things down. If you don't believe it, write it down. Take some time out of your busy schedule and ask God, let me write down how God has shown me. Let me write down what the love that I have experienced. Let me write down the love that I've observed. Let me write these things. And it may not be for you. It may be for somebody else. But I am here to tell you today, I am here with every fiber in my body, every vessel, every brain, every breath that comes out to tell you that I know that God is a God who loves. I know that he is love. And I am so thankful for today that he constantly keeps me up on my toes, that he constantly, on the times that I need to feel some type of way, he allows me to feel that type of way, but I got to shake it off. I feel it and I got to go moving, but he's letting me know you're not right. Get it right, because I am a God of love and my love is perfect. My God's love is perfect. Do y'all hear what I'm saying this morning? It's perfect. Pay attention. Give him back the love that he gives you, because he is so deserving. He is so deserving. He is deserving. When I have my natural father, God, my father, my daddy, he came in. And that's how I'm able to make it on today. That's how I'm able to make it here today. At the age of 16, I was ready to take my life because things was gone so long. But that's when God entered in. That's when God entered in. I became a butterfly. I was able to start flying freely because of the love of God. So I sit and tell you all today, try him. Try the love. Identify, recognize who God is. Observe a lot of experiences that you've been through and ask yourself, is that love? Listen, ABM truly loves you, but God loves you most. We will see you all back here tomorrow, Tuesday, and be there. And just bask in the love of God today. Put your hair down. Let whatever you got going on, push it to the side and allow God to pour into you, because it's there. He's not stingy with it. So we will see you all again tomorrow morning. May God bless you.